Welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard Smile Meditation and that was live by Wolfpack at Madison Square Garden. And that show was performed and also recorded back in September of 2019, so only a few months before the pandemic kind of shut everything down and has put live music on hold until we are on the other side of this crazy pandemic that we're all going through. So I think that was one of their last shows before all this. And actually, the last concert I went to was Corey Wong in Boston. And he isn't technically a core member of the band, but he plays on all their records and performs all their shows. So it's technically he's a guest guitar player, but he's essentially in the band. But that was his solo show with his own band, playing his own songs. And I played a lot of those from his records throughout the show in the past year or so. And that was a really incredible show. But this song is really cool because it features Dave Koz, who, if you don't know, is I think he's mainly a soprano sax player. And he kind of specializes in that smooth jazz, really beautiful saxophone, you know, soprano saxophone tone. And he's kind of a legend in that world, and has played a little bit with Wolfpack and also with Corey Wong. But so it's him and Chris Thiele, who, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a huge Chris Thiele fan. He was a mandolin prodigy as a kid, and he's also a member of Nickel Creek and of the Punch Brothers, who are incredible, incredible groups. And he has a really successful solo career as well. So, you know, two incredible musicians kind of trading lines and interacting with each other in that way is really cool to listen to, and I love that, the recording. Also, you know, not usually funk players. Christy is a bluegrass player, and Dave Koz is kind of a jazz player, but they kind of venture out into a different genre of music with Wolfpack, and I think it's an incredible performance from Madison Square Garden. So yeah, we'll get right back into the music, but I have an exciting announcement that I have a music Instagram with my friend Scott, who has been on the show. He was on the show for the Christmas special, him and my other friend Peter, who was also there. And next week, we are going to be doing the first ever open mic night show for Hand Me Down Tunes. So the you know, motivation behind it was that usually this time of year, kind of like around New Year's or after New Year's, my family and I usually go to Vermont, and there's a really, really cool tavern, restaurant, called the Skunk Hollow Tavern in Vermont that we, on Wednesday nights is open mic night. So we always go, if we're up there for Wednesday night, and, you know, enjoy the music and eat some great food. And, if we can get on the list, we always perform on the open mic. And it's really a very fun place. And we've been, having some withdrawal this year. We've been missing it a lot. So I thought to make up for it, it'd be fun if I opened it up, to have people, you know, if they feel like it, to send in a home recorded song, and we'll play as many as we can next week. So we're hoping to get a lot of submissions. So the way that works is, you know, record a song and you know, preferably just a live recording, whatever that, you know, whatever instruments are available to you and whatever, you know, vocal performers you have around, and anything would be much appreciated. And, you know, record that. And if you want, you can send a little voice clip of why you chose the song, what it means to you, anything like that. And I'll play that on the show. So if you are interested, if you have my number or Scott or Peter's number, text them. But if not, my email is Marshall, my name, MARSHALL, 5262 at gmail.com. So if you're interested, you know, send me an email with an audio clip, and hopefully we'll get a lot of submissions and have a fun show next week. So, you know, get those in, you know, if you're interested, as soon as possible. But if not, be sure to listen in. It should be a fun show. But even if we don't get a lot of submissions, I'll be with Scott and Peter in Vermont, and we'll be playing some songs for you as well. It'll be really fun to do a little live show, something I've never done before on air, and I think it'll be a good time. So if you're interested, that'll be next week. But yeah, so coming up next is a cover of So What, and that is from the Pizza Tapes, which is Tony Rice, Jerry Garcia, and David Grisman. I played a tune from that album last week, kind of in honor of Tony Rice, who passed away the week before. Very, very sad loss in the music world. But this was a really cool collaboration that they did, and this is a cover of a Miles Davis song, which you may or may not know. But so here is So What. Thank you.
The hardest part every time. Thank you. the melting snows of Ontario, where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay, near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl. You can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99 we were cutting pine, sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Go Home Bay on the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes you tough and no man's afraid to die. Sandy came a smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on, this is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty yell. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell, boys, this story that I tell. Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men who tossed the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a floe, 100,000 logs or more. And he'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. He said, come on all you, we got work to do, we gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, they were open for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in a devil's sky, they set out about their business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rules and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, and one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Favorite part of this song here, the audience participation part. We need a group of volunteers here, old 70 or 80, maybe 100 lumberjacks to help us down at the banks of the Musquash River. We got to break a big old log jam. I need to nominate somebody from the band. I'm looking for a volunteer from the band to be the work gang captain here to get us going. Oliver Steck is going to be your work gang captain. Let's do what he does and everything will be okay. To the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. and ice. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. Yeah, they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his name that day near the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, he let out a mighty yell. I'll be down, 'twill break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys, breakfast in hell. East of Giant's tomb, there's plenty of room, there's no fences and no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam over its breakfast in hell. And Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be down, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys, breakfast in hell.
Oliver Stecker, Wart Gang Captain.
Welcome back to the home studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard So What by Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice, who, as I mentioned earlier, passed away very sadly a couple weeks ago. But you know, I played a song from that last week and kind of mentioned the backstory, so I won't go into that again. But this is a really interesting album that they weren't planning to release right away, and actually got stolen by a pizza delivery man, and that's how it got the name. And they found, because the Grateful Dead fan base is very into the bootleg recordings, so they, you know, record the shows and trade them and sell them around to the community. But they got their hands on this and started selling it in the bootleg world, and the artist, Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice, got a little pissed off because they didn't want to be released. So then, even after Jerry's passing, David Grisman kind of pulled the plug on that whole thing and said, "Here's, we're gonna release it for real." So that's kind of the story behind that. A really cool album. But next was "The Waiting" by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers off of their live anthology, and that one was from the Forum in Los Angeles. I just really enjoy that whole live album. There's some of my favorite versions of his songs are on there, and that's a really great recording and performance of "The Waiting," which is a classic Tom Petty song. Next was Tame Impala's "Desire Be, Desire Go," and that's from their first album called "Inner Speaker," which I hadn't listened to that much, but I've been listening to a little bit this week, and it's, you know, it's different than the other two. It's a little more kind of rock and roll, still a little, you know, it's very like Tame Impala's a little bit psychedelic and experimental, so there's a lot of that in there, but it's a little more, you know, bare bones than some of the more synth heavy albums they released later on, and I really enjoyed it. It's a little bit of a different pace, and it's kind of interesting to see where they started to where they've come now. And I say they because they are technically a band, but it is mostly Kevin Parker, who records and produces the entire album, but they perform as a band called Tame Impala and release the albums as Tame Impala as well. And lastly was "Breakfast in Hell" by Sled Cleaves, and my dad was on the show last week, and with the theme of last week was kind of New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and we played one good year, which we agreed was kind of the theme of this new year. It's been such a mess of a year and a wild ride that it'd be nice to have one good year in 2021. So I hope that got you in the New Year spirit, and happy New Year to you all at home. But you had a fun and safe New Year's and are looking forward to a fresh start. I know I am for sure. But yeah, so we've been listening to some Sled Cleaves a lot over the vacation and all that. And this, I think this is his most popular song I'm not certain if this recording is, because it's a live version, but I know that I think that's his top song on Spotify. But this is called from an album called Sorrow and Smoke, which is live. I think my guess is it's live from Texas. I'm actually not certain, but I know that he kind of grew up there and plays a lot around Texas, and that's kind of become his home state, even though I think he was born, maybe grew up in Maine. But a really great live album, and I really like that song. And I've kind of been exploring that a little bit lately. So we'll get right back into the music. As always, we have some Grateful Dead. This time we're going to do some Dead & Company, just because they recently released their New Year's show from last year, from 2019, on streaming platforms. And this is a really great rendition of Help on the Way into Slipknot into Franklin's Tower. And I listened to a lot kind of when it came out on, it was on, I think, Nugs, the app is where they do all their streaming. So it was kind of out on that for a little bit, but now they've kind of more officially released it. And I enjoy this one. And if you don't know, that's kind of the last few members of the Dead and John Mayer. The last members minus Phil Esch plus John Mayer. And this was their New Year show last year. So in honor of the new year, here is Help on the Way into Slipknot into Franklin's Tower.
Waves on the crest of before we sleep.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light,